First Chronicles 11 through 12, 18. Then all Israel gathered to David at Hebron and said, "Behold, we are your bone and your flesh. In times past, even when Saul was king, you were the one who led out and brought in Israel. And the Lord your God said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel, and you shall be leader over my people Israel.' So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and David made a covenant with them in Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel, in accordance with the word of the Lord through Samuel. Then David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, that is, Jebus, and the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, were there. The inhabitants of Jebus said to David, 'You shall not enter here.' Nevertheless, David took the mountain stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David. Now David had said, 'Whoever is first to kill a Jebusite shall be chief and commander.' Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went up first, so he became chief. Then David lived in the stronghold. Therefore it was called the City of David. He built the city all around, from the Milo to the surrounding area, and Joab repaired the rest of the city. And David became greater and greater, for the Lord of armies was with him. Now these are the heads of the mighty men whom David had, who remained faithful to him in his kingdom, together with all Israel, to make him king, in accordance with the word of the Lord concerning Israel. These constitute the list of David's mighty men: Jeshobeam, the son of Hachmonite, the chief of the 30. He wielded his spear against the 300 whom he killed at one time. After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the 3 mighty men. He was with David at Pasdamim, when the Philistines were gathered together there to battle. And there was a plot of land full of barley, and the people fled from the Philistines. But they took their stand in the midst of the plot, and defended it, and defeated the Philistines. And the Lord saved them with a great victory. Now 3 of the 30 chief men went down to the rock to David, into the cave of Adullam, while the army of the Philistines was camping in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, while the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David had a craving and said, 'Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate.' So the 3 broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water from the well of Bethlehem, which was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. However, David would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. And he said, 'Far be it from me, before my God, that I would do this. Shall I drink the blood of these men who went at the risk of their lives? For they brought it at the risk of their lives.' Therefore he would not drink it. The 3 mighty men did these things. As for Abishai, the brother of Joab, he was chief of 30, and he wielded his spear against 300 and killed them. And he had a name as well as the 30. Of the 3 in the second rank, he was the most honored, and he became their commander. However, he did not attain the reputation of the first 3. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a warrior of Kabzeel, mighty in deeds, struck and killed the 2 sons of Ariel of Moab. He also went down and struck and killed a lion inside a pit on a snowy day, and he killed an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits tall. Now in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam, but he went down to him with a club and snatched the spear from the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, did these things and had a name as well as the 3 mighty men. Behold, he was honored among the 30, but he did not attain the reputation of the first 3, and David appointed him over his bodyguard. Now the mighty men of the armies were Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shemoth, the Hararite, Helez, the Pelonite, Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite, Abiezer, the Anathothite, Sibekai, the Hushathite, Eli, the Ahohite, Maharai, the Netophathite, Heled, the son of Bana, the Netophathite, Ithai, the son of Ribai, of Gibeah, of the sons of Benjamin, Benaiah, the Perathonite, Hurai, of the brooks of Gash, Abiel, the Arbathite, Asmaveth, the Baharamite, Eliaba, the Shalbanite, the sons of Hashem, the Gizanite, Jonathan, the son of Shaggy, the Hararite, Ahiam, the son of Sekar, the Hararite, Eliphal, the son of Hefer, the Makarathite, Ahijah, the Pelonite, Hezro, the Carmelite, Narai, the son of Ezbai, Joel, the brother of Nathan, Mibhar, the son of Hagri, Zelik, the Ammonite, Zabad, the son of Ali, Adina, the son of Shiza, the Reubenite, a chief of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan, the son of Makkah, and Jehoshaphat, the Mithnite, Uzziah, the Ashtarothite, Shammah, and Jael, the sons of Hotham, the Arorite, Jediel, the son of Shimri, and his brother Joha, the Tizzite, Eliel, the Mahavite, and Jerabai, and Jashaviah, the sons of Elnam, Ithma, the Moabite, Eliel, Obed, and Jaziel, the Mezobite. Now these are the men who came to David at Ziklag, while he was still restricted because of Saul the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men who helped him in war. They were equipped with bows, using both right hand and left to sling stones and shoot arrows with the bow. They were Saul's kinsmen from Benjamin. The chief was Ahiezer, then Joash, the sons of Shema, the Gibeathite, and Jeziel, and Pelet, the sons of Asmaveth, and Berekah, and Jehu, the Anathothite, and Ishmaiah, the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30, and in charge of the 30, then Jeremiah, Jahaziel, Johanan, Jozabad, the Gederathite, Eluzai, Jeremoth, Beliah, Shemariah, Shephatiah, the Heruphite, Elkanah, Ishiah, Azarel, Joazer, Jashobim, the Korahites, and Jola, and Zebediah, the sons of Jeroham of Gedor. From the Gadites, valiant, mighty men went over to David at the stronghold in the wilderness, men trained for war who could handle a large shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and they were as swift as the gazelles on the mountains. Ezer was the first, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmana the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, and Machbanai the 11th. These men from the sons of Gad were the captains of the army. The one who was least was equal to 100, and the greatest to 1,000. These are the ones who crossed the Jordan in the first month, when it was overflowing all its banks, and they put to flight all those in the valleys to the east and to the west. Then some of the sons of Benjamin and Judah came to the stronghold to David. David went out to meet them, and said to them, "If you come peacefully to help me, my heart shall be united with you. But if you betray me to my enemies, since there is no wrong in my hands, may the God of our fathers look on it and decide." Then the spirit covered Amasai, like clothing, the chief of the 30, and he said, "We are yours, David, and we are with you, son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you, and peace to him who helps you. Indeed, your God helps you." Then David received them, and made them captains of the troops. Matthew 10. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal every disease and every sickness. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, and James the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, the one who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out after instructing them, saying, "Do not go on a road to the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven has come near.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those with leprosy, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. Do not acquire gold or silver or copper for your money belts, or a bag for your journey, or even two tunics, or sandals, or a staff, for the worker is deserving of his support. And whatever city or village you enter, inquire who is worthy in it, and stay at his house until you leave that city. As you enter the house, give it your greeting. If the house is worthy, see that your blessing of peace comes upon it. But if it is not worthy, take back your blessing of peace. And whoever does not receive you, nor listen to your words as you leave that house or city, shake the dust off your feet. Truly I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be as wary as serpents, and as innocent as doves. But be on guard against people, for they will hand you over to the courts, and flog you in their synagogues, and you will even be brought before governors and kings on my account, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they hand you over, do not worry about what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given you in that hour. For it is not you who are speaking, but it is the Spirit of your Father who is speaking in you. Now brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. The children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death, and you will be hated by all because of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved. But whenever they persecute you in one city, flee to the next, for truly I say to you, you will not finish going through the cities of Israel until the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he may become like his teacher, and the slave like his master. If they have called the head of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they insult the members of his household? So do not fear them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the darkness, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are two sparrows not sold for an asarian? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs on your head are all counted. So do not fear, you are more valuable than a great number of sparrows. Therefore, everyone who confesses me before people, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before people, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to turn a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a person's enemy will be the members of his household. The one who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and the one who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and the one who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. The one who has found his life will lose it, and the one who has lost his life on my account will find it. The one who receives you receives me, and the one who receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and the one who receives a righteous person in the name of a righteous person shall receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones just a cup of cold water to drink in the name of a disciple, truly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. Acts 7:29-60. At this remark, Moses fled and became a stranger in the land of Midian, where he fathered two sons. After 40 years had passed, an angel appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai, in the flame of a burning thorn bush. When Moses saw it, he was astonished at the sight, and as he approached to look more closely, the voice of the Lord came, "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob." Moses shook with fear, and did not dare to look closely. But the Lord said to him, "Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. I have certainly seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their groaning, and have come down to rescue them. Now come, I will send you to Egypt." This Moses, whom they disowned, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge?" is the one whom God sent to be both a ruler and a deliverer with the help of the angel who appeared to him in the thorn bush. This man led them out, performing wonders and signs in the land of Egypt, and in the Red Sea, and in the wilderness for 40 years. This is the Moses who said to the sons of Israel, "God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your countrymen." This is the one who was in the assembly of the wilderness together with the angel who spoke to him at length on Mount Sinai, and who was with our fathers, and he received living words to pass on to you. Our fathers were unwilling to be obedient to him. On the contrary, they rejected him and turned back to Egypt in their hearts, saying to Aaron, "Make us a god who will go before us, for this Moses who led us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what happened to him." At that time they made a calf and brought a sacrifice to the idol, and were rejoicing in the works of their hands. But God turned away and gave them over to serve the heavenly lights, as it is written in the book of the prophets, "You did not offer me victims and sacrifices for 40 years in the wilderness, did you, house of Israel? You also took along the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Ramphah, the images which you made to worship. I will also deport you beyond Babylon. Our fathers had the tabernacle of the testimony in the wilderness, just as he who spoke to Moses directed him to make it according to the pattern which he had seen. Our fathers in turn received it, and they also brought it in with Joshua upon dispossessing the nations that God drove out from our fathers until the time of David. David found favor in God's sight, and asked that he might find a dwelling place for the house of Jacob. But it was Solomon who built a house for him. However, the Most High does not dwell in houses made by human hands, as the prophet says, 'Heaven is my throne, and the earth is the footstool of my feet.' What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what place is there for my rest? Was it not my hand that made all these things? You men who are stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart, and ears are always resisting the Holy Spirit, you are doing just as your fathers did. Which one of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? They killed those who had previously announced the coming of the Righteous One, and you have now become betrayers and murderers of him. You who received the law, as ordained by angels, and yet did not keep it." Now, when they heard this, they were infuriated, and they began gnashing their teeth at him. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked intently into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they shouted with loud voices, and covered their ears, and rushed at him with one mind. When they had driven him out of the city, they began stoning him. And the witnesses laid aside their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul, And they went on stoning Stephen as he called on the Lord and said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Having said this, he fell asleep. Proverbs 4:10-19. Listen, my son, and accept my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have instructed you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in upright paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered, and if you run, you will not stumble. Take hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not proceed in the way of evil people. Avoid it, do not pass by it. Turn away from it and pass on, for they cannot sleep unless they do evil, and they are robbed of sleep unless they make someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. Psalm 9:11-20. Sing praises to the Lord, who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the peoples, for he who requires blood remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the needy. Be gracious to me, Lord. See my oppression from those who hate me. You who lift me up from the gates of death, so that I may tell of all your praises, that in the gates of the daughter of Zion I may rejoice in your salvation. The nations have sunk down into the pit which they have made, in the net which they hid. Their own foot has been caught. The Lord has made himself known. He has executed judgment. A wicked one is ensnared in the work of his own hands. The wicked will return to Sheol, all the nations who forget God, for the needy will not always be forgotten, nor the hope of the afflicted perish forever. Arise, Lord, do not let mankind prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Put them in fear, Lord. Let the nations know that they are merely human.